I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Senate has begun debate on a revamped lottery bill that would allow electronic gambling machines in more locations. Senators expect to vote sometime this evening. The bill was altered to allow electronic lottery terminals, which can resemble slot machines and video poker games, in Lowndes and Houston counties, in addition to four state dog tracks. Alabama voters must approve any lottery proposal. The revised bill pushed the referendum date back from November 8th to December 20th. Some Republicans had expressed concern about the gambling referendum coinciding with the general election. Senator Jim McClendon accepted changes to his original bill in an effort to get the stalled legislation through the Alabama Senate. McClendon urged lawmakers to approve the bill and send it to the Alabama House of Representatives for debate. A new tech program in Mobile is promising to teach anyone who wants to learn how to build a website in just 10 weeks. Depot U is holding an open house in Mobile this evening for people to come learn about their new website development boot camp. The 10-week program teaches people with no prior tech experience how to design the parts of websites that people see and interact with. Claire Flowers is a community organizer for Depot U. She says this program is really more about concepts than specific technologies.
You're not going to be using the same technologies that you learn today 5 years from now. But what we teach students is how to learn those different concepts and so that we can set them up to go into a job and learn whatever technologies that they use on that job.
Tonight's open house will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 at Rural Sourcing on St. Louis Street in Mobile. The event is free, but those interested in attending are encouraged to register online ahead of time. And a new study from the finance website WalletHub says Alabama has the 8th worst bullying program among 45 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. The rankings measure bullying in schools and the legal structures in place to prevent bullying both in person and online. Alabama ranked the second highest in the country for weak cyberbullying laws. It also had a particularly high rate of attempted suicide among high school students at around 11%. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with WalletHub. She says coincidence and harsh realities combined to give the South an aggravated bullying problem.
I think it's a little bit of both. So the bullying prevalence is high in a lot of southern states. There's not a lot of prevention to go around. And like I said, there's not a lot of psychologists or really support groups within those states either. So I think it really is the perfect storm.
5 southern states ranked among the top 10 states with bullying problems. A slight chance of scattered storms developing overnight in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the lower 70s and partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama and Mobile and the Gulf Coast this evening with lows in the mid-70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.